Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance Program, results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level, but beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication to producing high quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Well, the cattle futures market today had another volatile day. I guess you would say it wasn't very volatile because we opened up the limit, which was 675 in the April, May, August, September, October, November feeder cattle. The March feeders had an interesting scenario today where the limit was actually expanded to 10 cents today. So the March was only up 525. So it's interesting to see that the CME Group Global Command Center made the adjustment to increase the limits because the cash market, which is the feeder cattle index, and the March feeder cattle futures contract have to converge by Thursday. So Friday's feeder cattle index is where the March feeder cattle will actually be the final expiration. So in order to do that, currently the index was about 116. The March futures are about 130. So there's a $14 spread in between the two. So they widen that out on the March, and it'll expire when the March expires on Thursday. Live cattle also up the limit, $4.50. Talk of higher cash trade, which has surprised a lot of folks as packers bid up cattle to replace the short-term beef shortage here as people have been buying beef off the shelves. So that has the cattle up the limit and feeder cattle and live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey cattlemen, more producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other Puron cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BayerLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Today's grain market was actually pretty quiet trading session. We had corn up 1 to 4 cents, soybeans up about 1 to 1.5, Chicago wheat down a penny, and Kansas City wheat up 2 to 3 cents. The winter wheat conditions here in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas are improving slightly with 48% good to excellent in Kansas. That's up 2% on the week. Texas, 49%, up from 36% last week. In Oklahoma, a really good crop at 77% good to excellent, up from 67% last week. The general idea here in the grains is the world's panic buying the wheat and driving the price of wheat up. Technically speaking, we have gone back above the 20 and 50-day moving averages at this point for the July Kansas City wheat, and it puts it just under $5 at about $4.95 a bushel. Today's cotton futures did rally back some, with December at 54.65, up 188. A lot of excitement today going through the equity markets and energy markets. Currently, the Dow Jones is up over 2,000 points. It's 20,548, which is a welcome sight. And I think the market's trying to predict some sort of coronavirus bill, saving these companies and pumping a bunch of money into the economy. Crude oil currently up about 50 to 80 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.